Conversation. Nowadays, divorce is getting more and more widespread. It seems to be the most common way to solve family problems. 1. What is the most common reason for divorce, in your opinion?
Different priorities and interests can be the most common reason for divorce. Having shared interests and exploring them together is essential for a successful marriage. Unless couples can find common passions and look for ways to experience them together, they will grow farther and farther apart.
2. How can conflicts and lack of communication lead to divorce?
Inability to resolve conflicts can be another cause. Many people find it hard to see the other person's point of view, which leads to a lot of arguments without ever coming to a resolution. Continuous arguments kill many relationships. Couples who have the same argument over and over again often do so because they feel they're not listened to or appreciated. Communication is crucial in marriage, and the lack of effective communication quickly leads to resentment and frustration. These negative feelings impact all aspects of a marriage.
3. What role can finances play in divorce?
Sometimes it is the lack of money that triggers a divorce, but in many cases, it is the lack of compatibility in money management. Opposites can attract, but when two people are opposites in finances, divorce often results. If one is a saver and the other is a spender, one is focused on the future while the other believes in living for today. One has no problem buying on credit while the other believes in saving up. Over time, this conflict can reach such heights that divorce seems to be the only logical conclusion.
4. In what cases can divorce be the best solution to marital problems?
There are some cases when, unfortunately, divorce is the only way out, such as domestic violence, serial cheating on, or bullying your spouse. Having different expectations of marriage can also cause unresolvable conflicts. In such cases, getting divorced and finding someone else who is more like-minded is the only solution.
5. What financial difficulties may occur after divorce?
Finances suffer during and after divorce. Fathers have to pay child support and, in some cases, spousal support. Divorced women's income can drastically decrease after divorce, and some of them can fall into poverty. Quite a lot of divorced mothers don't receive full payment of child support. Most men experience a loss in their standard of living in the years after a divorce as well.
6. What problems must children face during and after divorce?
Divorce is almost always stressful for children. Most children do not want their parents to separate, and some of them blame themselves for the divorce. Divorce can also strain parent-child relationships and may lead to losing contact with one parent. Divorce clearly increases the risk that children will suffer from psychological and behavioral problems. Troubled children are particularly likely to develop problems with anger and disobedience. School achievement can also suffer. Some children may become depressed, anxious, or perhaps overly responsible kids who end up caring for their parents instead of getting cared for by them.